Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. The Prime Minister is visiting Brunei at the invitation of Sultan Haji Hassanal Bolkiah. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September. The Cabinet Committee on Security has approved the proposal for the procurement of 240 aero engines for the Su-30 MKI aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The approval was granted under the Buy Indian category from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited Hall at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees, inclusive of all taxes and duties. The Ministry of Defence said that the delivery of these aero engines would begin after 1 year and be completed over a period of 8 years. The Central Bureau of Investigation arrested the former principal of Kolkata's R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, yesterday over financial misconduct in a medical establishment. He was being interrogated by the agency in connection with the rape and murder of a woman doctor, as well as financial irregularities at the hospital. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, said all the schools offering financial literacy course in class 9 and 10 will conduct the financial literacy examination 2024 through offline mode only on 20th September from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The question paper and necessary examination materials will be provided by the board. For Kohima District, schools should collect the examination materials on 18th of this month from the board's office during office hours. For other districts, the question paper and examination materials will be delivered by the board to the designated schools, whereby the schools should collect the materials on 18th September. The question paper will consist of 100 multiple choice questions carrying one mark each. Only those students who are registered and have paid the course fee to the board are eligible to sit for the examination. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Burton has greeted the Sangtams on the occasion of Mung Mung Festival. Burton said that the celebrations lasting for 6 days pays tribute to the creator by a colourful display of the rich cultural traditions. On behalf of the state BJP legislators, the Deputy Chief Minister conveyed heartiest festive greetings and hope that it is celebrated in the spirit of Mung Mung, which is togetherness forever. The National Portal for Unorganized Workers, eShram, has achieved over 30 crore registrations in the last 3 years. The Ministry of Labour and Employment said that since its launch in 2021, the portal has showcased a rapid and widespread adoption among the unorganized workers. The ministry said that it is coordinating with different ministries and departments to develop eShram as a one-stop solution for unorganized workers. The Investor Education and Protection Fund Authority, IEPFA, has launched a new five-digit toll-free number, 14453, as part of its ongoing efforts to enhance claimant support services. The new toll-free number will provide users with access to an upgraded multi-language interactive voice response system, IVRS, and an enhanced call center. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs said that the IVRS will be available 24/7 to ensure that assistance is always accessible, while the call center will operate from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. every weekday during business hours. Meanwhile, the old toll-free number is discontinued as part of the update. Razipa Public Organization, in collaboration with the three village chairmen, organized a mass social work yesterday. Razipa area comprises of three villages, Javami Vegetable Village, Tsufumi Vegetable and Ground Apple Village, and Zelomi Ground Apple Village, with Razipa as its ESC headquarters. The entire male folk of the area participated in the social work, cleaning roadside grasses and filling of potholes along the stretch of 16 kilometers BWD road from Futsuro till Chilo. the condition of the BWD road, Futsuro Chilo, which is the lifeline of the people of Razepa Range and neighboring villages of Manipur, is in pathetic condition, which was left unattended for the past many years. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.